You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recent studies surrounding hidden patterns and seismic signals could help forecast eruptions and prevent loss of life on volcanoes. According to research from the University of Canterbury, which spurred from the tragic Whakaere White Island eruption, I spoke to David Dempsey, a senior lecturer in civil and natural resources from the University of Canterbury, who worked closely with the research team and is a co-author of the study. I started off by asking him about his research and its findings.
Yeah, so what we've done is looked at basically seismic data, 40 years worth, collected from six different volcanoes, three here in New Zealand, that's Whakaere, Ruapehu and Tongariro. And between them, they have about 18 eruptions. So there's so much data there that you can't go through it by hand. What we've had to do is use some special machine learning techniques that are particularly good at pattern searching. And we've applied those over the data and we've asked them, are there any patterns that repeat quite often before eruptions, but you don't tend to see them otherwise? And we've found a couple of those. One in particular we see a lot before the eruptions at Whakaere is a slow building of this quantity called the displacement seismic amplitude ratio, which we just say DESA. And what that is indicating is essentially a slow pressurization of the system. The groundwater underneath is getting heated up. It can't escape to the surface. And so the pressure's building a bit like a pressure cooker. What you have in this, in the case of the 2019 eruption at Whakaere, was something happened in the system that started triggering a little weakness in the top of that pressure cooker. And that weakness built and built and built in a cascading failure until eventually there was an explosive decompression, and that was the eruption. So what we're seeing are essentially the warning signs that build up to these eruptions in the seismic data.
This study is quite, it has been regarded as quite a pioneering study. How could this change the way we detect volcanic eruptions?
Yeah, I think that's the quite exciting part is the reliability of some of these signals. So it kind of, one thing we could do, for instance, is start watching for them in real time. In fact, we have been trialing a system that does just that for the last 2 years at Whakaere. So what it's doing is it's looking at the seismometer data that's coming in all the time. Every 10 minutes, it's evaluating it and asking it, look, are we seeing these suspicious patterns? And most of the time the answer is no and nothing happens. Every now and then it sees a pattern that it thinks is a little bit odd, and so what it does is it just raises up a flag for someone else to come take a look. A trained human operator who has a lot of experience dealing with these kinds of things, but you don't necessarily want them watching a printout all their lives. And so that's the real strength of these kinds of systems, is that they can automate some of these tasks and really complement the work that's being done by volcano monitoring scientists, because they do have a huge amount of data that they have to sift through and try and make sense of. So anything we can do to support that or relieve some of that burden, I think, will ultimately be useful in these sorts of warning systems.
Something like this could lead to, or could have a significant contribution to, developing a more sophisticated warning system that could definitely help save lives, correct?
Yeah, I think so. How it would fit with our current warning system is unknown. So we have something called a volcano alert level, which is sort of the standard practice around the world. And that's a number scale that essentially sets, here in New Zealand, the level of activity that's occurring at a volcano. So, for example, Ruapehu is at volcano alert level 2 at the moment, which indicates that the activity is much higher than normal. And it's not a forecast of an eruption as such, but it does come with the caveat that eruptions do tend to occur more often. When you have the higher alert level. Now, what these kinds of systems would do is perhaps complement that and maybe give a little bit more discretization or nuance to the alert levels, maybe allowing you to discriminate between more levels of concern instead of a 0, 1, and 2, maybe something like a 0 through 5. But I think at this stage that's largely unknown and probably future work to be done.
Now, I also found it
quite interesting that the significance of this discovery also comes from warning signals from one volcano can, under the right circumstances, be transferred to another one that don't have a long history of recorded eruptions.
Yeah, so that's another one of the really cool aspects is that we see these signals at Whakaari also occurring at Ruapehu and Tongariro. Now, they're all well-monitored volcanoes, but it does give us a little bit of encouragement, because if we are seeing common warning signs amongst some volcanoes that have similar types of eruptions, that suggests that maybe we can start looking for the same signs at other volcanoes, especially those volcanoes that perhaps we don't have a long monitoring record for and we haven't actually seen an eruption at them before. Eruptions aren't overly frequent. You can't rely on having a record of lots of them at any given volcano, and yet we might still want warning systems for some of those volcanoes. So we sort of need to learn from the other well-monitored volcanoes like Whakaari and Ruapehu, and then sort of transfer some of those experiences or some of those impressions and patterns across to the less well-monitored ones. I think that's one of the potentials of this kind of research.
Is there any other ways you'd like to even explore this further?
Oh, there's heaps more work to be done in this. Look, we've just looked at six volcanoes, but there are hundreds around the world. They all have different kinds of eruption styles. You know, we've picked out one pattern that happens to work at the wet kind of New Zealand volcanoes, but there's some other kinds that have maybe more magmatic eruptions, like you might see in Hawaii or Alaska. There are others that have very large eruptions, some have very small. There's just tons more work to be done in terms of attaching or finding and attaching patterns to each of those styles or maybe each of those eruption sizes. I'd say we're only sort of really scratching the surface here, which is quite exciting and gives us plenty to do.
I guess when we talk about more work being done, do you think this could lead to an organisation being responsible for recording this data? I see here that it says here that there would be a need for monitoring warning signals, also scientists to interpret the data, and ultimately an organization that would decide when to issue alerts and restrict access to the volcano.
Yeah, so fortunately here in New Zealand that's all very clear. We have GNS who have the mandate to record these volcano data, interpret them and issue the alert levels. And that's a really important role to make clear, because you need to have someone responsible for doing that work. So I guess what we're referring to there is just looking at how these new tools can interface with the current system in a way that is complementary and supports the activities and the work of those scientists who are, you know, ultimately working in a job that his goal is to protect people who are in the vicinity of these volcanoes. So I think, you know, we're on the right track already. There's just some work to do to understand how these how this new research can contribute in the best way.
That was David Dempsey, a senior lecturer from the University of Canterbury, speaking about how technology can be used to detect seismic activity before volcanic eruptions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.